We welcome you to Grace Bible Church today. Today's a special day for us because we are celebrating the 66th anniversary of our church. And I wanted to take just a few moments here at the beginning of the service to kind of take us back in the past and kind of review. This church was planted by a man who was a student at Bob Jones University, Dayton Hobbs, who was burdened for his community. He had been saved in April of 1950 and was called to go to Bob Jones University and was burdened for this particular area to have a church. And so on August the 5th, 1951, as a student at Bob Jones, he came down on the weekends. They converted a barn over in Pace, fixed it up, and they had the first services of the church. Most people would say, well, that's a very, very poor beginning. But I want to tell you something. It's not the buildings that matter. It's doing what God wants you to do that matters. Here was a young man that didn't wait till he graduated from college to begin to serve. He was serving the Lord, driving down on the weekends. He would, the next year, meet his wife-to-be. They were married, and Aunt Carolyn became part of the ministry of the church. But I was thinking the other day of Dr. Hobbs and the influence that he had in my own personal life. My dad was saved as a result of putting Dr. Hobbs' messages on the radio. My dad was working as a disc jockey at that time and was putting the messages on the radio and started to listen to them and came to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. I was saved through the ministry of Dr. Hobbs' preaching as well. Many of you can give testimony of that particular ministry. Dr. Hobbs, though, had a much wider ministry than just the church here. Because of his burden for Christian education and being involved in education, Santa Rosa Christian School was founded in 1962. 2 years before that, you had the beginning of Gospel Projects, which was the outreach into the community for boys and girls. That operated the Children's Bible Club ministry, but expanded into athletics for boys and girls. But because of his education interests, the Lord gave him a wider ministry. He served twice as the president of the Christian Educators Association of the Southeast. He was the co-founder of the Florida Association of Christian Colleges and Schools. He served as vice president of that organization for 20 years, from 1970 to 1990. Dr. Hobbs also was involved with the invention of the game of T-ball. I still, from time to time, get emails from individuals that say, is this the place where T-ball was founded? And said yes, and give them a little bit of a history of that. The Lord used him in a very remarkable way to be involved. I was speaking just the other day with a gentleman here in town who was remarking to me. He said, you know, Dr. Hobbs helped us start a Christian school in West Virginia. We had a burden to reach out to the young people in our community. We were concerned about the public education issues that we were having in our community. And Dayton and Carolyn Hobbs came up to West Virginia and helped us start a Christian school up there and showed us what to do and how to set up the curriculum and things of that nature. I'm so thankful for our history. I was talking yesterday with Aunt Carolyn, and she was saying, you know, when you read your Bible, and you read throughout the Bible from the beginning to the end, and you read especially the history of the nation of Israel over and over again, it's repeated. It's repeated in each generation. You see it in the book of Acts when Stephen recounts the history of Israel just before he's martyred. And he reminds them about what God had done. It's important for us to review, for our young people, for new families in our church, what God did. That on August the 5th, 1951, a man burdened of God to reach his community planted a church. It's been in various places, Pace, Pea Ridge, Baghdad, and then here. But God has used this ministry over the years to reach out to families, to share the gospel. And I pray that we continue the legacy that's been given to us. Your primary responsibility is to be a witness for Christ in this community. You're to share the gospel. You're to tell souls about Jesus Christ. Neighbors, friends, workplace individuals that you come to know and to meet, Don't be shy. Don't be ashamed. But reach out to them with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm thankful for the heritage that you and I enjoy here. And we celebrate today the faithfulness of our God through the years. And we want to be faithful to Him as well.